This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Pianist Sarah Cahill is a champion of avant-garde and new music and a faculty member at the San Francisco Conservatory. Sarah Cahill, welcome to Studio A.
Thank you so much, Amanda. It's great to be here.
A lot of composers have written music specifically for you to play. Tell us who some of these composers are.
Well, let's see. I've commissioned work from Terry Riley and Frederick Shevsky, Yoko Ono, and John Adams wrote a piece for me.
And looking at the list of composers who have written works for you, it's kind of a who's who of many of the most important composers of the last 50 years or so. How do you develop these kinds of relationships with composers to where they're writing for you?
Ah, good question. Sometimes it's friendships. Sometimes I just, well, composers I admire a lot. I was a music critic for about 20 years, and I just learned as much as I could about living composers. And so Terry Riley, for instance, I had written a lot about his music and done radio shows about his music and got to know him. And here's this great composer pianist, knows the piano so intimately, and I thought it was really important to commission him for some new work, both solo and four hands. So I've worked a lot with him, and yeah, in some cases it's friendship. Sometimes I don't get to know the composer very well at all. It's different in each case.
And the first piece you're going to play for us in studio today is China Gates, which is a work that John Adams wrote for you in the 1970s.
Yeah.
Tell us how this piece came about.
I was at a chamber music festival, not unlike Interlochen, and this was in the Swiss Alps at a place called Trogen in Switzerland, and playing some chamber music. I was 16 going on 17, as the song goes. In the Alps, exactly. Singing. And John Adams was a composer there, conducting the Stravinsky Octet and other works, and I was a young pianist, and then I went on to the San Francisco Conservatory, skipping my last year of high school, and so I got to know him, and this was a Christmas gift. He wrote this as a Christmas present, and he kept saying, you know, I have a Christmas present, but it still needs to ferment for a while. And then he brought it into my practice room. So it was, you know, I had never really seen minimalism. Like, I knew about minimalist composers, but I had never seen it on the page. And, you know, the page is just these sort of diagonal shapes on the page. And I was like, what the heck is this? So it took me a while to really understand it. And what is really interesting about this piece, I think, is to have lived long enough to see a piece that's strange and not accepted. Like, I took it to my piano teacher at the time, and he said, well, just you don't even need to practice this. Just play it, like, preferably on drugs, you know. Like, it was so, and I would enter it in competitions and I mean, as the, you know, 20th century piece, and people would say that it would be rejected. Like, it was, nobody knew what to do with this piece of music. And since then it started being recorded by really great pianists, and then Vadim Kolodenko played it to open his set at the Van Cliburn competition and won the gold medal. And that was a sign that, you know, now this piece has been really accepted and it's played a lot and it's kind of a classic. And it's very interesting because John Adams wrote in the notes to the piece, play it all at one dynamic level and one tempo and don't vary it at all, and both hands should be equal. But I think he's changed his mind since then, because we're living in a different sort of aesthetic, musical aesthetic now. And it's very different from the minimalist 70s aesthetic then, where you heard, you know, Philip Glass would do a piece and it would just all be one level. So I think I feel like it's a more expressive piece now than it was then. And it's really interesting over the course of 40 years to see a piece change in front of your eyes.
Well, let's hear a performance of China Gates, a piece John Adams wrote for the pianist we're about to hear. Perform it, Sarah Cahill.
Thank you.
pianist Sarah Cahill performing China Gates, music of John Adams that he wrote for her in the 1970s. We're in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio with Sarah Cahill. And Sarah, a lot of composers have written pieces for you to play, but that's really the tip of the iceberg in terms of your advocacy for new music. Tell us about your concert series at the Berklee Art Museum.
Oh, I program concerts at the Berklee Art Museum, new music concerts. It's a new building. For a while it was in this, the old building at the Berklee Art Museum had a huge space, and it was really great. I mean, it's great now. But then I could invite Terry Riley to come and perform, and 1,500 people would come, or invite the residents to come and do a concert, and people would come from LA and Seattle and, you know, all over the place. And it was a real destination. And so we would get crowds of about 1,000, and it was a very special place. And that's what I like to present concerts in alternative spaces. I think it's very interesting for, you know, I myself sometimes avoid going to concerts where I just have to sit still for 2 hours and the whole sort of keep your butt still in a seat kind of thing. I like to walk around. I like people being able to bring their kids who can run around without causing too much havoc. And so I do a concert at the Chapel of the Chimes in Oakland. I program it with my friend Lucy Mattingly. We have about 60 different performers, sound artists, musicians, composers come, for that concert, there's an audience of about 3,500 people. So we do it every June 21st. We just did it. And so I love to present new music, and new music that people wouldn't ordinarily maybe go to and seek out. And then they go and they say, this is really cool. Let's follow this person and find out who they are.
And you're a radio host as well. Talk to us about your weekly radio show.
I have a 2-hour show every Sunday evening. It's live and it's really great. We don't have the resources that this studio has. It's amazing that you have this performance studio. It's a very beautiful place, and I envy you for that. But
are you going to come try to take my job, Sarah Cahill?
I could never replace you, Amanda, ever, ever, ever. But I would love to work here nonetheless, be your underling or something. Anyway, so my radio show, yeah, I interview composers. You know, Kaija Saariaho came and did a 2-hour radio show. John Adams came to do a 2-hour radio show. David Harrington from the Kronos Quartet. So that's just a wonderful thing to be able to do and just have 2 hours to play with. Last week I did a show where I was walking down the street and I found some old records, some vinyl records lying on the ground that someone had just discarded. And among them was, you know, Reginald Kell with the Fine Arts Quartet, the Brahms Clarinet Quintet, Rostropovich and Gilels and the violinist, Kogan performing the Beethoven Archduke Trio and things like that. And so I just took them and I brought them to my radio show, which is called Revolutions Per Minute, and played them on the radio. And that's just a wonderful thing to do. And I feel like, you know, our old records and books, which are completely, in one way, completely valueless, like they're worth maybe 50 cents each if you tried to sell them. But there are treasures. Like if you, Amanda, had to leave the house in a minute, you would probably choose some of your valued, well, you know, the books you love and the records you love, and that's what you might grab when you were leaving. So there are treasures, but at the same time, they're of no monetary value.
Well, let's talk about the next piece that you're going to play. It's one that uses some extended techniques, and for our listeners who might not be familiar, that means you're going to be playing the piano in a way that, you're playing more than just the black and white keys on the piano. So Talk to us about how you're going to be treating the piano for the piece we're about to hear.
Right. This is a piece by Anaya Lockwood, and I did a big commissioning project for the 100th birthday of Ruth Crawford, or Ruth Crawford Seeger. This great, great, great American composer. And Anaya is not that interested in the kind of pitches of the piano keyboard and writing a traditional piano piece. She's more interested in unusual sounds. And so she called the, she named this RCSC, which are the initials Ruth Crawford, Sarah Cahill. And she used the pitch, the series of pitches from Ruth Crawford's string quartet. I think it's the first movement. She does this, the tone row. She uses the tone row. So each pitch that enters is from the tone row of Ruth Crawford's string quartet, I think the first movement. And this is, I have to say, she wrote this piece right after September 11th, 2001. And I was living in New York with my family, and Anaya uses some techniques that evoke that event a little bit. Like there's this kind of mute stuttering where she has you mute the key and repeat a note, and it's almost like she describes it as someone trying to speak and trying to express something but not being able to because it's such a weighty, it's just so overwhelming. I mean that it was a overwhelming time. And So she uses these techniques, and she gave me the score, and then it is something that it's very helpful to work with a composer on. So if there's something saying, sweep your hand up the strings, how do you do that? Do you do it slowly? Do you do it fast? And what sound exactly is she trying to get? And which strings are they? And things like that. So
which part of your hand?
Exactly, what part of your hand? So there are various questions. So that's the pleasure, of course, of working with living composers.
Well, let's hear a performance of RCSC, music of Anaya Lockwood, performed by pianist Sarah Cahill in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Thank you. pianist Sarah Cahill performing RCSC, music by Anaya Lockwood, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. And folks, if you'd like to see a video of Sarah playing that piece, check out the Interlochen Public Radio Facebook page. Sarah, for a lot of the music that you play, the techniques and the aesthetics might be a little surprising, maybe even kind of jarring to some listeners. Are there certain kinds of reactions that you often get to this music?
Ah, that's interesting, because I feel like the reaction I get most often, very pleasingly, is I didn't think I'd like 20th century music or 21st century music. I didn't think I'd like contemporary music, but I really liked this piece. And that's so nice when people say that, because I think there is this perception of contemporary music as being forbidding and hard to listen to. And I think a lot of this music is immediately appealing. Like Terry Riley's Be Kind to One Another is just such a beautiful, appealing piece and immediately attractive. And then, of course, there are pieces like my mother. There are people like my mother who is 98 years old, and I played a concert recently she came to. And she said, "That was very good." And I said, "Did you like the music?" And she said, "No." And I said, "Did you like any of the music?" And she said, "No." So that's going to happen, but I, you know, more credit to her for coming. So I do hope that people come tonight and check it out.
Well, you know, one piece I'm thinking about is like Patterns of Plants, for example.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's notated, right? But it's based on the electrical impulses picked up from plants.
Yes. But it's also very Baroque-like. I think he's thinking of Couperin and Bach, and it's very gentle and sweet. And one of my favorite concerts that I did was I was at the Noguchi Museum in New York all day long playing Patterns of Plants from like 9 in the morning till 6 in the evening. And that was so exhilarating to play among Noguchi sculptures. And I love Mamoru Fujieda's Patterns of Plants. It's just such beautiful, beautiful music.
Well, the last piece you've brought for us today in Studio A is by Pauline Oliveros. Let's talk a little bit about Pauline Oliveros for our listeners who may not be familiar with her.
Yeah. You, Amanda, had mentioned off the air her sonic meditations. So tell us about the sonic meditations.
Oh, I'm being interviewed now. Is that how it is? Well, you're putting me on the spot. Pauline Oliveros in the 60s and 70s was a champion of music that... it wasn't, as we were saying, black dots on the page. It's more sort of experiential and meditative. So it would be, you know, the performers would be instructed to listen to their environments or to take off their shoes and to connect with one another and to connect with a tree or that kind of thing. Am I leaving one out?
I was reacting to your take off your shoes, because there's one where she says, "Walk so quietly that your feet become ears."
Yes.
Yeah.
So in a way, the piece you're about to play by Pauline Oliveros is more traditional, I guess, because she actually did put black dots on the page for you.
Yeah. So again, this was from this commissioning project for Ruth Crawford's 100th birthday. And this was in 2001. She was born in 1901. So I did this project and I invited 7 women composers. And in a way, it wasn't even, I didn't say, oh, they all have to be women. But it turned out to be, you know, and Julia Wolf, Eve Baglarian, many others were part of this project. And it was really wonderful, the pieces I got for this. So I asked, asked Pauline Oliveros for a piece. But, you know, her life work had been deep listening. And so not so interested anymore in conventional notation and notes on the page. But I said, "Pauline, you know, I just don't know how to improvise." And I have to say that changed with time. So I, over the course of time, I commissioned 4 or 5 pieces from Pauline Oliveros, one with the great trombonist Monique Bozarte in New York. And we did I did learn to improvise some, but this was the first piece I commissioned from her, and I said, I can't improvise. So this was the first notated piece, apparently, that she had written since the 60s, And when she was in San Diego, and I had played a notated piece from her from 1963 or something that was so hard. And, you know, all these little pinpoint, you had like a different dynamic marking on every single note and sort of a 12-tone, very difficult piece. So she said, okay, I'll write a notated piece, which was a big thing to get a notated piece from Pauline Olvers. But she wrote this piece called Quintuplets Playpen, which is the, she says the playpen is the piano keyboard and the quintuplets are the five fingers. And you're sort of, it's all playpen. And she was always a very playful composer. That was a big part of her personality. Very playful, fun. You know, it was all about just having a, well, not all about having a good time. She was very, very serious also. But playfulness was very much part of her. So, so she wrote this piece. And it's really hard. It's like three-part counterpoint. And you, what you have to do is you have to sustain these bass notes very quickly with the sostenuto pedal. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And I don't know, Amanda, if you've used the sostenuto pedal very much in your work on the piano. But it's tricky. It's the middle piano, and people don't use it very often. But in this piece, it's essential. And some notes you can grab and some you don't, and it's unpredictable. So, and then meanwhile, there's a lot of stuff happening up above. And then at the end, it's just this crazy sort of five eighth notes in the right hand and then groups of five 16th notes in the left hand that you have to do, and there are rests, and it's treacherous, and I'm still learning it. But I love this piece.
Well, let's hear a performance of this fun and treacherous piece by Pauline Olivares. It's called Quintuplets Playpen. This is Sarah Cahill in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
pianist Sarah Cahill performing Quintuplets Playpen, music of Pauline Oliveros, here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Sarah Cahill, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Amanda. It's been a great pleasure.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thank you for listening.